There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking World Government Summit now, Peter Diamandis, legendary Silicon Valley technology investor. He's invested in things like Hyperloop before now, was one of the speakers yesterday. Talking about his new book, he says we are living not in an era of scarcity, but now in an era of abundance, and that has big implications for businesses globally and here in the UAE. This is what he told us when he sat down with us in the Dubai Eye studio yesterday.
And it's the realization that all of these technologies are creating abundance. What do I mean by that? I mean that things that used to be scarce are becoming more and more available at cheaper and cheaper costs, and it's transforming everything. I'll give you a simple example. We think about diamonds as being scarce. What we think of as more scarce of a 6 or 8, 10 carat diamond. Technology now allows us, a friend of mine in Silicon Valley runs the Diamond Foundry. They have a machine that in one end comes methane, electricity, and water. Out the other end comes perfect diamonds. How big would you like it? Energy used to be scarce. We used to kill whales to get whale oil to light our nights. Then we ravaged mountainsides for coal. But we live on a planet that's bathed in 8,000 times more energy from the sun. And energy is going from being scarce to globally abundant. And the same thing will happen in education and healthcare. And so the realization is that we're living in a world where we're uplifting. We're creating a world where every man, woman, and child has access to this in a way, and it's really transforming the business mindsets, right? Information used to be scarce, and now on Google and Baidu, anyone with a smartphone has access to the world's information. This is happening over and over again. You need to understand these principles if you're running a part of the government or if you're running a company or an industry. And my job is to help people understand what's possible here.
It sounds like a very high-class problem, but what are the problems that this creates? Probably unintended consequences of this.
There are, and I think the challenge is that no one truly understands how fast the world is changing. It's not any one technology. It's the convergence and the combination of AI and 3D printing and virtual reality that's going to transform the logistics space and the manufacturing space. So one of the things that we're doing on the 26th and 27th is we're really going industry by industry for those industries here in the Emirates, logistics, transportation, travel, vacation, real estate, construction, healthcare. And we're looking how all of these are going to change the industry. Now, it's great for the consumer, but a lot of companies that are doing business the way they've always doing business aren't going to be here 10 years from now. This really is a rapid period of disruption. We've seen this, of course, in retail, where Amazon and all of its derivative companies have created a sort of a Darwinian extinction of, you know, hundreds and thousands of large retail companies. Most recently, Sears going under. This is going to continue and accelerate. And so you are either riding on top of the tsunami of change, you're surfing on it, or you're being crushed by it. And these are the conversations that responsible CEOs and board members need to be having right now.
You're a regular visitor to the UAE. When you look at the companies and organizations here, which ones do you think are playing a blinder that are getting it right? And which ones do you think are most vulnerable here in the UAE? When you talk about abundance of energy, the obvious one I think of is oil, such an important commodity here. But from your perspective, where does the threat lie?
Sure. So first of all, you know, if there's any nation on the planet that is used to rapid change and guiding rapid change in a responsible fashion, it is definitely the Emirates. I mean, it's the transformation here in 50 years is extraordinary. Here's the challenge, right? We're going to see more transformation and progress in 10 years than we've seen in the last 100 years. I don't think people are really truly understanding the magnitude of the convergence of change that's coming. And my job is to share with them what's coming. Energy, for sure. Energy is significant. We are heading towards an all-electric economy. Now, of course, hydrocarbons are important for manufacturing as well. But that's about 40%. 60% will be disrupted. We're seeing battery technologies improving 20% per year. We're seeing the growth of solar penetration globally. We're seeing every major car company going to electric fleets. So that's happened. Transportation is going to change as well. The autonomous car revolution is coming. It's going to be 5 times cheaper to use an autonomous car service than owning a car. And that's going to transform everything from, you know, where parking lots are not going to exist anymore, and we're going to get back much of our concrete back to more comfortable living situations.
Well, just to pick up on the autonomous car thing, Steve Wozniak has said he doesn't think that the technology powering autonomous cars is anywhere near good enough for us to have full autonomy anytime soon. You think that's just a pipe dream? You take a different view.
Yeah, I do, because the technology is rapidly evolving. I know Steve, and clearly as one of the co-founders of Apple, the man is incredibly a genius, but machine learning and neural networks don't evolve as slowly as computers evolved in the 80s and 90s. Right now, Waymo, which is the spin-out from Google, their autonomous car division, has driven 5 million miles. But in simulation, they've driven 5 billion miles. And all, you know, this is all about how much data do you have. So as these autonomous cars start to learn to navigate more and more difficult situations, every time one car learns under unique environments of gravel and wind and nighttime and rain and so forth, all the cars learn. And so it's not just additive, it truly is exponential. And so we're going to see a large amount of transformation. And the value proposition, the value that's going to be creating as you unleash hours of people's days back to being either healthier mentally or sleeping more or working in the car, is going to change the economics of society. So it's a big deal. But besides autonomous cars, we have every major aircraft manufacturer investing in flying cars, right? Boeing, Embraer, Airbus, and then Bell, and 20 startups are all investing in aerial ride sharing. Of course, we've seen locally Ehang from China. It's about, you know, giving us flying cars finally. But then on top of that, if you're not going to take an autonomous car or flying car, maybe the future is you're not actually ever going into the office. You're doing everything virtually, because the technology for interacting with other people in a virtual world is exploding. One of my Abundance 360 members runs about $1 billion public company called EXP Worldwide. They don't have offices. They all meet in a virtual office. 15,000 real estate agents and 300 admin support, and they do all their training there, and it saved them, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. We're seeing a lot of change coming, and it's gonna be most impactful to the bold who experiment. And I think the Emirates among all nations is one that is about experimenting and trying new technologies and transforming industries.
That's Peter Diamandis, legendary Silicon Valley tech investor, talking to us yesterday.
This is the Business Breakfast on Dubai Eye 103.8.
The authority on the issues that matter.
Not quite living forever, but living to be 100. The conversation sparked by Silicon Valley tech investor Peter Diamandis, who was speaking yesterday at the World Government Summit, saying that with new breakthroughs in science, we could all live to be 100 and have the vibrant body of a six-year-old. We sat down with him yesterday. He visited the Dubai Eye Studios, and he explained why this is so.
The basic thesis for longevity is, as we were evolving as humans on Earth, we would typically have a baby when you went into puberty at age 13, and then by age 26, your baby was having a baby. And before food was abundant on planet Earth, before we had the incredible restaurants we have here in Dubai or McDonald's or Whole Foods, whatever it might be, for the survival of your species, you didn't want to steal food from your grandchildren's mouth. So the best thing you could do for the survival of species was actually die and give your bits back to the environment, not compete with the youth for food. And so none of us were evolved to live past 30. And much of the biological repair systems, our stem cells through our body and so forth, are exhausted by age 30. And so the concept is, and I remember the moment in time I was at medical school, I was watching a program on long-lived sea life, that certain species of whales and turtles and sharks could live hundreds of years, 200, 300, 400, 500 years plus. And I remember thinking, if they can live that long, why can't we? And I said, it's either a software or a hardware problem. And we finally have the technology to begin to figure that out and actually impact that. So we've doubled the human lifespan over the last 100 years from roughly 40 to roughly 80. I believe that in this next decade, we're going to add another 20 healthy years, 30 healthy years. My mission is how do we make 100 years old the new 60? And so at Abundance 360 and March 26, 27, I'm bringing the CEOs of some of the top longevity companies in the world here to show what's in the lab, what's actually in phase two and phase three clinical trials. And they're very concretely methodologies and medicines from stem cells to things like AI and diagnostics that will transform our lives and make us live healthier. It's not about being in a wheelchair at 100. It's about having great cognition. You're thinking clearly. You look great. You're mobile. And you're vibrant. It's about vibrancy, vitality.
Give me an example, if you would, of a couple of those companies. What the kind of things they're doing,
sure.
If possible, in simple terms.
Happily. So one of the companies, and we eventually hope that it'll come here to Dubai, is a company called Human Longevity. We all walk around thinking that we're fine, right? We feel fine. We look fine. We have no idea truly what's going on inside our bodies. A company called HLI in San Diego is built in a three-hour time frame. You come, sequence your entire genome, all 3.2 billion letters of your life, do a full-body MRI, do a brain MRI, a brain vasculature, a CT of your heart and your lungs, look at 1,100 chemicals in your bloodstream, digitize you, 150 gigabytes of data about you. And then the goal is there anything going on inside your body you should know about? Now, I'm a pilot, and I fly a couple of planes. I have a Tesla I love. Those vehicles have hundreds of sensors. Before I ever take off or I get out of my driveway, I know the car is working well. Not true with us. So out of the 4,000 patients from HLI, incredibly, 2%, 2 out of every 100, have a high-grade cancer in their body they didn't know about. 2% have a brain or aortic aneurysm they didn't know about. 3.5% have a serious cardiac condition they know about. All in all, 14.4%, these are people aged 50 to 70, all wealthy, have something going on, 14% have something going on that they need to take action on immediately. Otherwise, you end up in the hospital with a pain, and the doctor says, I'm sorry to tell you this, you know, and whatever it is didn't happen that morning. It's been going on for some time. So how do you go once a year, get digitized, find something at stage zero where it's most easily fixed? So that's one thing. Prevent.
How much does that cost, though, to do that?
Used to be $25,000. It's now $5,000 for the first visit and $3,000 for every visit thereafter. It's reasonably affordable. It's much more expensive to deal with it down the line because right now it's really sick care, not health care. Right? You take care of yourself once you're sick. This is about making sure you maintain health. That's one of the companies. We'll be bringing the CEO, David Caro, of Human Longevity. Another area is stem cell sciences. Stem cells are the rejuvenative engine of your body. As a child, you have stem cells throughout your body. Anytime there's damage, skin, bone, brain, whatever it is, stem cells are there to repair it. But as you age, again, you know, going past your mid-20s into your 30s, the number of stem cells reduce 1,000-fold, 10,000-fold in your body. And they're not there to cause, you know, to have the repair. So imagine instead if you could replenish your stem cell populations. And these technologies are going on right now. With tremendous impact of reducing inflammation and actually being able to make you more vibrant, reduce pain, increase performance. And so we'll talk about what are the key companies that are available right now in stem cell sciences that you can do. We'll bring one other company here, SamuMed, miraculous company also in San Diego. That has got technology for intracell communications called the Wnt pathway, not to go into the details. One injection in your knee to grow cartilage back.
I had an operation for arthritis 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. They've also got, the technology that is in phase two and phase three clinical trials honestly sounds too good to be true. It's miraculous. And so I see all of these. I'm an investor in a lot of longevity companies. I've started a few. This next decade is an amazing period. So one of the value propositions, the promises to people coming to Abundance 360 is I'm going to do this every year for the next 25 years, right? And I'm going to show you what is the latest longevity technology you need to know about to have access to it. How do we bring it here to Dubai? How do we bring it to the Emirates? And then ultimately, what are the technologies as a CEO, as a mother, a father, as a nation's leader that you need to understand because these are the technologies that are transforming industries And believe me, I can spend, and I do spend, a week on stage talking about these things, but anyway, it's an exciting time to be alive.
Peter Diamandis there, Silicon Valley tech investor, speaking to us yesterday. He's here for the World Government Summit, and as you mentioned there, he's back next month for another conference in Dubai.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.